Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today, we're continuing our watch through of, or I guess not watch through, because we're watching along with everyone else, of Secret Invasion, with episode 5. We're one away from the finale, and boy, oh boy, is a lot gonna happen, I hope, next week. Because I feel like we are building and building and building and building and building and building, and nothing was resolved other than some more questions were posed. So first thoughts on this episode. I really enjoyed it. I think that there's a lot of fun stuff that's being included and being introduced and potentially setting things up for the future. I am interested to see how much of this series gets brought into the greater MCU, because we know that Marvel has like this weird thing where they're like, the shows are all like, yeah, we're part of the MCU, and then the movies are like, no, you're not part of the MCU unless there's something that we just really want to like cherry pick out of the show. Mm-hmm. So this seems to be setting up a movie, like, or at least some heroes or potential villains for future movies. So I'm excited to see what comes out of this and where we're left at the end of this series with things that the MCU can use. So I'll pitch it to you guys for your first thoughts.
I really enjoyed it. We get some fun little kind of throwbacks to some other MCU projects, bringing in some characters in. Just the kind of like a Fury side of things. Like, you know, there's so much of this series has been like his personal life, and we've kind of hit that point where, you know, he's kept so much secret, but now he's just kind of like kind of revealing things. Cause a lot of this is like, I mean, this is a pretty big episode picking up right where the last one left off, and he's lost his friend, someone that he trusts. And, you know, so much of this are these people saying who they say they are, who can actually trust. And I think Fury has kind of hit that wall where he's like, you know, we're in this, let's just go. Like, if we're going to do war, let's do war.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one might've been my favorite one to just watch that we've had so far this season, because like y'all were saying, there's a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of fun stuff. Some things that seem to be setting up not only the final episode, but also possibly future projects and movies. But I also, I share the concern that y'all do that maybe next week won't answer all of our questions and we're going to have a lot of them. So I'm anxious about next week, both in the good and in the bad way.
It's a good way to look at it. I think my biggest question is still, so we kind of have been introduced to this idea of the Super Skrull, and they're taking the DNA, and that's kind of what this whole episode is about, right? Like trying to stop Garrick from getting the DNA that he's trying to get. I don't really understand. We've seen the part of the list of the DNA that they have currently. And so far we have seen two abilities. We've seen the self-healing ability and we've seen Groot's power. But we also know that there's like a frost beast power that we haven't seen yet. And potentially others that we haven't seen yet. So do we think we're going to get more powers in this last episode? Or do we think that this is just sort of setting up that there's this machine that could potentially create a hero or a villain in the future?
I feel like I think what's going to happen in this final episode is we're going to see like how many Super Skrulls there actually are. And within that, we'll probably see the abilities through not just Gravik himself, but like other Skrulls. Mm-hmm.
So do we think
like that's probably what's going to happen?
Does one person get all the abilities? So I'm wondering this because I had a mini thought and then it was built upon by doing a little research and seeing that a lot of people have this thought as well. There's a theory that this machine is going to fall into the hands of Contessa, blah, blah, blah. And she is going to use it to create Sentry, which is essentially like Marvel's answer to Superman. And he has like all the powers and that he is going to be the villain for the Thunderbolts and potentially set up a sort of redo of Civil War, but in a more comic accurate way, now that we have the ability to put some more of these characters that we didn't have prior into play. So I'm wondering if like that is where we're kind of leading with this, or is this going to be some sort of like, you know, weird take on the Terrigen Mist? And like instead it's this machine.
I don't think we'll go there. I think I could see a couple of things happening. Because I guess the question is like, is this going to lead into the Thunderbolts or is this going to lead into Armor Wars? Mm. Or is it going to lead into both? Because I think with this last episode coming up, I hope that we'll actually get to see the real Rhodey. Mm. Like to know like what happened. Like where has he actually been? We could also see Valentina Allegra de Fontaine. I feel like if we see her, then we know what this is really setting up. But if we see the real Rhodey, I feel like that's more of a intro into Armor Wars.
Okay. Well, whose DNA do we think is in the vial?
In the Harvest? Yeah. Well, he said like it would be all of them, right? It would be all the Avengers. Because he said, like, after the battle, like, all of them lost blood.
Right.
And he sent in, basically he sent in Gravik to go collect it all.
Right. Well, I didn't know if it was all or if this is one particular person's blood.
Since there's several
my understanding
breaks,
is
they might have, like, certain ones at different places.
That's true. Yeah. So I wonder if the one, I don't know, like, would they have collected like Black Widow? Like Black Widow doesn't have superpowers, right? So could he use that of like as a decoy, like right? Like it's not really going to give you
right
superhuman abilities
right. Or like Hawkeye or something.
Because
my first thought when he picked it up was like, oh, originally I thought, oh, is it Tony Stark? Because like then he would have the like smarts and ability. But then I was like, well, that doesn't really like. That doesn't make sense, I guess. Like, you're really smart doesn't mean that if somebody took your genes that they would be really smart. So then I was like, maybe it's Hulk, I guess?
I mean,
they keep name-dropping.
Captain Marvel. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I was about to say, they keep name-dropping Captain Marvel. but that's probably mostly because of the Skrull's connection to her and to her movie and all that. So we'll just have to see. But I think that if it's everybody, that they would be remiss if we didn't get a big blowout battle where Skrulls are just using all the different Avengers powers. I mean, that would be really cool, right?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It'd be a great way for them to introduce some, like, Easter eggs of powers of people mm-hmm. that we haven't even seen yet. Like, yeah. I saw the other day that Norman Reedus is going to be... now I can't think of his name. Ghost Rider. And he's going to appear as Ghost Rider in the Blade movie.
And that's cool.
I was like, well, that would be cool to see some, like, tease for a power that maybe, you know, we know is coming, but we haven't seen yet. So, like, something for that, or potentially, you know, an actual Fantastic Four power.
Morbius.
Yeah, Morbius just flies out. Good guy Morbius. I think there's some cool things that could happen if we continue this. Like, yeah, they just have all these powers from this DNA that they've collected over the years. Could be cool. I think if it is like everybody's power all in one vial, then I do feel like it. We're leading more towards like a Sentry-esque storyline where they create the like perfect hero. But then I Sentry's like one of those ones where I feel like, you know, much like Superman, although I don't know that Sentry has a weakness like Superman. So even more so, it's kind of like, what do you do next? You know, like, they're going to have that problem where they introduce Captain Marvel and then immediately we're like, and then she left Earth and we never see her again until we need her for the fight against Thanos. But like, other than that, she doesn't come back and help because technically she's too powerful and she would just beat all of the bad guys that were throwing at them. So I feel like that's Sentry's problem, is that, you know, he's going to be too big, bad, and powerful. So what are we going to do with him once we introduce him? But who knows? We do get a little bit more of Rhodey, Skrull Rhodey, this episode.
Who at this point, like, doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, everything's out. Like, it's whatever. Like,
I even wrote down...
Could care less. Like,
when they, like... first of all, I just thought it was funny when they go to the hospital and Fury just, like, puts a seat in front of the door and pulls out a handgun and is just sitting there. And I was like, what if you were, like, late to work that day and you got there and saw that? Would you just be like, never mind. I'm just going to take the day.
You know what? I'm good. Like, I can send an email in or a text.
But then once Rhodey gets there and Fury confronts him, like, 12 guys appear out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Are we supposed to believe at this point that, like, the majority of the Secret Service are Skrulls? Because if so, why send Rhodey Skrull? If they just have them there already.
That whole moment. That's a good question. That's weird because, yeah, this is supposed to be like the president of the United States Secret Service and just the, you know, they can hear they got to be able to hear that conversation. Yeah. And it's like, they've got to be Skrulls. Yeah. They have to be.
And it's just weird that, like, we're leaning so heavy on sending Rhodey in when, like, well, mm-hmm. it kind of looks like you already have people there with the president. So why not just use them to do whatever you needed to do?
Yeah.
And
it, why not make, the president be a Skrull?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's also, and I guess, like, since we're talking about this whole moment, like, well, I guess I was initially confused because I almost thought that they were bringing in Talos, but, like, then I realized, like, oh, no, that's a president, because I was like, wait, how did he transform back? Like, that just didn't make any sense. But I guess they were able to get him out of there. Yeah, so, I mean, and this stuff was like on the, it's now like on the news, it's in the public, right? Like, surely the Avengers are watching this. Like, what are they? Are they just like texting Fury, like, hey, do you need my help?
Well, and there's even a moment where somebody mentions, like, are you going to bring them down? So are we supposed to think that all of the Avengers are up in the space station right now, hanging out?
Captain America is on the moon.
Maybe they're all just sitting at home by their phones being like, okay, any minute we're going to be getting a call. And it just, it hasn't come.
You know, they're
also,
they're all at Bruce's bar.
I thought that too. I was like, did Bruce fix his bar? Because I think it got messed up during She-Hulk, but it could be back and they can all just be there partying.
Yeah. I get that we can't have the Avengers in this series. I get that. But it's weird, because we're in a situation where it would make sense that the Avengers would be there. Even if they were there and Fury was like, hey, like, don't go out and engage the aliens, because if they get a little bit of your blood, they can steal your power or something. But at least have them there, you know? It's weird that they're just out of sight, out of mind. We only bring them up like twice. And when we bring them up, it's just like, no, I need to take care of this. This is my mess. And it's like, what a lame one line from like a 80s action film. Like, just bring him in. That's why you literally put together this group of superheroes to protect the planet. And here you are protecting the planet. And you're like, nah, I can do it without him. Why'd you put them together from the first place then? This seems bigger than, you know, Loki coming to Earth to steal the cosmic cube. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it does seem like the majority of the Skrulls are starting to realize that Gravik's not great. We get a couple like people second guessing him. Then we get a group of them like actually attack him and sort of try to kill him, but it's kind of like,
yeah, no, they're trying to take him out.
They have like weapons and stuff. Why did they just put a plastic bag over his face and then started punching him? Surprise.
Yeah. And that would have been the ideal time to like showcase a new superpower. So a little disappointed they didn't do anything there. I almost thought that's where they would have shown like the freezing power or the frost, like, could he turn himself, like, or freeze all their hands as they're punching him?
And especially because they made a point to show it in the previously on. And so I was like, oh, we're going to get the frost power this episode. Nope. Not just the Groot one again. Like, we get it. He's got Groot arms.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Yeah. So, hopefully, we get at least, I mean, I'm hoping at least two more powers. I would be bummed if he doesn't have four complete powers. But, you know, but whatever. They're going to do what they do, so I guess we'll see. We get more of, I can't remember her name, the British lady.
Sonya?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get more of her. She's just, why don't they just give her a show? I'd watch that.
Right?
I mean, they might. If anybody besides the Contessa is going to take the Harvest and the Super Scroll Machine, it would be her.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can find a use or two for this.
Well, she already has the schematics for it, seems
she
like.
She does.
So.
Yeah.
And now she knows where the Harvest stuff is.
She knows where the Harvest stuff is. She also has the doctor who put it all together and made it work.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I like outwardly went, oh, when she shot that guy, because I was not expecting it. And she pulled up the gun so slow.
TV-14.
Yeah. She pulled up the gun so slow. I was like, surely she's just going to like convince him to drop the gun. And then she shot him. I was like, whoa.
Play around.
So I'm excited to see like what we get out of that storyline. whether it's going to be some sort of like, maybe this is the introduction to like the British superheroes or.
Oh, that'd be fun.
She also made a she made a Cake or Death reference here, which I thought was funny. If y'all remember that that stand up thing from Eddie Izzard.
Yeah.
If you haven't, go look it up. It's really fun.
All of Eddie Izzard stuff is really fun. but yeah, I appreciate that they're giving us these more fun, lighthearted characters in this series, because the series does seem a little heavier and darker. Mm-hmm. Same goes for the pilot of Fury's private jet to Finland or whatever. I don't know who that is. Mason. Do we know? But like, is he a character?
He was in Black Widow.
Yeah, same guy that was in Black Widow. Yeah,
I couldn't remember who he was, and I was like, "Am I supposed to know who this is? He's really funny."
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked him, and that, you know, it seems like even though Fury retired, he still has sort of like these backdoor ways to keep an eye on everything. We don't really know what happened with S.H.I.E.L.D., if S.H.I.E.L.D.'s still around, if it's gone completely and it's just S.W.O.R.D. now. So it's interesting to see him kind of like go through all of his backup plan stuff. Even the like cemetery, right? He goes in there. Right. 100%. I was expecting some like Black Panther reference to happen, or like a Thor reference to happen, because when they're in the crypt, it's like Norse runes are written on the stones, which I get they're in Finland, but and then whenever he is opening a door, it lights up in like the shape and style of like the Black Panther helmet. So I was like, oh, is this gonna be, are there gonna be like those Okoye's pearls or something in there, like something cool? And no, it was just his eye patch and a gun. It's like, okay.
It's literally like his whole outfit just separated into every little grave. Like,
it makes me,
which is a little silly. It's like, I don't, it would have been nice to see, like, because I'm a sucker for like gadgets, right? And like, we've gotten some cool tech, and we should have gotten a little bit more.
Like, it makes me wonder, the gun, okay, it's weird that it was in there by itself, but like, all right,
wait, the eye patch was also by itself.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The eye patch was by itself. Does the eye patch do something that we're not aware of?
That's what I got to, yes. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, is it like a computer, like some special screen? But he's
blind,
like,
in that eye, so he wouldn't be able to see what's on this. So yeah.
Unless it's like, again, it's technology and it's Marvel. Like, it just works. Yeah, it just works.
But I just want to know, like, what does it do? Because if he didn't need it anymore, right, he gave up wearing it, but it was special enough to put in a little box and then hide that box in a secret cemetery next to all of the Avengers DNA. It has to do something. It can't just, if we get through the end of this next episode and it's just that he's wearing the eye patch now, I'll lose it. It can't be that. It has to do something. I mean, maybe it can, like, it help. Maybe it works as, like, he can see people that are Skrulls. Which, like, if so, if that's what it is, I'll be like, why weren't you wearing that the whole time? It seems ridiculous that you took that off in a situation like this. But,
yeah,
I don't know. That was just wild. And what was in the third one? It was, he got the, oh, is that
his jacket?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he got his eye patch and then his, like, jacket and then gun.
Yeah, it's just like, what is, you don't have a coat rack or something that you can hang that stuff on? I don't know. And he already had a gun. So, like, is the gun different? I was hoping that when he pulled it out, it was going to be, like, the goofy-looking silver ray blaster gun that Nick Fury has in the comics. But, once again, let down. It's just a normal gun. But I mean, who knows? Maybe all of that stuff is actually something and we'll figure it out next time. That would be nice.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
But maybe not. And then who do we think he talked to on the phone? My initial gut thought when it happened was like, oh, he's called Gravik and said like, all right, let's do this. Like he, you know, he's initiating the swap.
Probably.
But then I was thinking like, ooh.
Yeah.
But could it not be Gravik? Could it be somebody else? Do we get a cameo here from somebody? It'd be weird to bring Captain Marvel in, but at the same time, it would kind of make sense.
It could make sense, but I've got another idea. I'm banking Gravik on that one. But I think if they're going to bring anyone in, it would be Kamala. Because with Vera's work with the superhuman gene, like it makes sense to pair them up. Because I could see, you know, if you're getting, like, she would want to study her DNA, right? If she's got this mutant DNA, like that's what's really going to bring us closer to like X-Men and mutants. I can see that happening, but maybe that's kind of like, you know, the end of like the Marvels.
Well, I'm also thinking like, because that, you know, that would been have a whole lot of stuff leaked about Deadpool 3 now. We've seen Hugh Jackman in a suit. We've seen them fighting in front of like a crumbled Fox logo. So there's lots of speculation floating around about like who could potentially show up or like what's the plot of that movie. And I could definitely see it. I am leaning hardcore into what I said was going to happen with Hugh Jackman. The more I'm like, he's not Wolverine. He's just Hugh Jackman. And Deadpool, like, kidnaps him and forces him to be Wolverine. But he's not Wolverine. I'm 100% leaning in on this. It would be great if it's not that. But I think that I just have a feeling. But I have also seen some people say that they think that Deadpool 3 is what's going to introduce mutants into the MCU. And it's going to be something like he pulls them in from a different universe, or like the, you know, he goes and he kills all of the mutants from the Fox universe as a way to show like, okay, now we're wiping the slate clean and we're starting over and here's the MCU version. So I'm, as much as I want X-Men and I want them now, I feel like that's like a Deadpool is kind of what I'm thinking is going to be the first introduction to an actual mutant in the MCU, and then they call them a mutant. Or even if it's something like that, he gets the X gene, and that's where we get the X gene from or something. I don't know. But this seems like the perfect place to introduce them, but they haven't yet, and there's only one episode left, and I feel like there's so many other things that they've set up in this season that it would be weird if they like sidestepped and were like, oh, by the way, mutants, X gene, here it is. You'd be like, why did you put that in here? There's all these other things that you didn't answer.
All right. We haven't had any post-credit scenes.
Why not? Or free comic books.
So it's one of these things of like, one more episode left. The post-credit scene's going to be something like, hopefully really cool and set up something big, or maybe we don't get any at all. And maybe this sets up multiple things, but I feel like it's either gonna set up Armor Wars or Thunderbolts, or unless they're gonna set up something just for the Marvels movie, which I don't know, seems weird because like the trailer just came out yesterday, the official trailer for the Marvels. So I don't really see that happening.
Which is interesting because when we went to see Indiana Jones a couple weekends ago, we saw the trailer for the Marvels, and the official trailer for the Marvels was the same thing that I saw in the theater two weeks ago or something. So I was so confused. I was like, "Why? I thought there would be something different."
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I went and saw Indy as well, and I'm pretty sure they showed the Marvels, but it was just the one they've always been showing. Because like the new one dropped like late last night.
Well, that's I watched the link that you sent, and I was like, "Yeah, this is
yeah."
I'll have to watch it again, but I'm pretty sure I was like, "Yeah, this is the one I saw already."
Oh, no, that's not the one I saw, because it's the first time we get to see the villain, which I don't even know who the villain is for the Marvels. I don't know who she is
a thingy. It said that she was a Kree. I can't remember her name. And also in the comics, the character is a man, but they swapped it to a lady for this.
Gotcha.
I feel like it would be weird if this show teased something for that, just because I feel like so far the series haven't really given us any lead ins to any of the movies. I feel like it would make sense if like maybe the main story of this is leading towards the Thunderbolts, and the post credit scene would be like us maybe finally seeing where Rhodey actually is and finding out that somebody stole a bunch of Stark armor, and the post credit scene will lead us into Armor Wars. Just because I feel like unless maybe this next episode starts with us getting Rhodey back and Rhodey comes flying in as War Machine and we get some sort of
that'd be awesome
armored character in this, it would be weird for them to just be like, oh yeah, and also this whole thing was a setup for Armor Wars. You'd be like, what? There was no armor in this. I don't understand. But I don't know. I'm just excited. I'm really bummed that it's like this is going to end and then we got to wait for the next thing. I really want this to end and the next thing to like immediately start.
Do we know if there's going to be a second season of Secret Invasion? I haven't seen
anything about a second season.
I haven't read, like, this is one of those, the comic series, like, I'm not very familiar with, so I don't know how close it's tying to it and the impact that the comic has.
Having read Secret Invasion, or Secret Wars, I guess. Like, I could see this leading to a greater Secret Wars thing. Like, so many heroes in that series are actually Skrulls. And it's, like, a huge battle. So, this seems like a very, like, microscopic, ground-down version of the basics of what that storyline is. So unless this is potentially setting up an actual Secret Wars thing, which like we haven't heard anything about, I feel like we're not going to get a whole lot of, you know, we may get some more Skrull stuff here and there throughout. But it seems like they're just kind of like glossing over this. It's weird that they made it like such a short series when it's such like a big deal and there's so many characters that are affected by it, and here we are like, oh yeah, it's just Nick Fury and you're never going to see any heroes, but we'll make references to one, maybe two of them. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully down the road, maybe it comes back and they do the bigger story. I think that they backed themselves into a corner by trying to introduce all of these storylines as series, and then making the MCU be like, here's Kang, the next big Avengers movie that's going to be at the end of this phase is Kang Dynasty. And it's like, oh, okay, well, so all of this stuff going on in the series, you can't really shoehorn into the storyline of everyone's here to fight Kang, because that has nothing to do with any of this stuff. So it's weird that they chose to do that. It would make more sense if they had like subtly introduced Kang and then like left it at that, like introducing him in Loki and then being like, yeah, he's there. He's out there. Then it would be like, oh, that's So all right, we got Kang. They're going to bring him back sometime, but we don't know when. But instead they were like, here's Kang and Loki. Oh, also here's Kang in Quantumania. He's the bad guy, sort of. And they don't beat him. And also, we've already told you that the end of this phase is going to be Kang Dynasty. So we already know that, like, all right, we're going to fight Kang again later. So, like, how do you fit, by the way, the world is half taken over by an alien race? Or, somebody stole all of Tony Stark's armor and now there's this giant battle going on between all these armored people. Or, someone's starting the Thunderbolts and surprise Red Hulk went crazy. And are they doing good? Are they doing bad? Who knows? It's like all of these are all over the place and they don't really connect in any nice way.
Yeah. Wish it would. Yeah. Cause there's like so many stories where it's like, so it's like the fate of the world, like the whole world could die because of this one person, bad guy. And then everyone else is like, it's just a normal Tuesday. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah, like even now, like, okay, so this alien race could potentially take over the world and kill all the humans so that they can turn it into Skrulls. That's a big deal. And so far, one person is sort of fighting back against them. Meanwhile, we have no idea where anyone else is and what they're doing, except that Ant-Man, kicked off this battle with Kang, which is also like a world-ending thing.
He might be on book tour right now. We don't know.
Yeah, what's Scott doing? Is he a Skrull? I don't know. It's just an interesting time to introduce this storyline. But I'm enjoying the series. I think they just maybe bit off more than they could chew with trying to deal with all of these big storylines all at the same time when none of the storylines really mesh together very well. So, I don't know. I guess maybe we'll see. Maybe the next episode, who knows? I don't know. Like Kang shows up, helps fight Gravik, and then we're like, oh, Kang is in this. Okay. Although we don't know have they picked a new Kang yet?
Are they going to pick a new Kang? Because I don't think they've said anything like that.
Yeah. So
I haven't said anything.
Yeah. So like, are we not going to find out until the end of this phase when like they're like, oh yeah, we forgot. We already told you all that. It's called Kang Dynasty.
I feel like I guess whenever we get to like their next big event, what is it, D23? Like they'll probably provide some updates regarding that, or depending on how the writers actor strike is going.
This weekend is Comic-Con, and, like, no one's there because of the strike.
Correct, yeah. I don't think, like, Marvel or DC or anyone has, like, a big presence there. Like, I mean, pretty much the only things I've seen... Well, I take it back. DC is there because, like, the only two things that I've really seen from Comic-Con are Ninja Turtles and
Blue Beetle. Well, yeah, DC's there because they have damage control to deal with. And being like, sorry that we put out The Flash.
Yeah.
Please pay to see our other movies. It's an interesting time for all of that. So, who knows? I mean, maybe they'll just, there's plenty of time for them to just scrap that whole idea and do something else. It'd be, an odd choice, but at the same time, I think it'd sort of be a weird choice for them to keep Kang on as with everything, that's going on with that. But also, how do you introduce a new actor into that role? And I don't know. Yeah.
All the questions that we want answers to.
Marvel execs that are having to deal with all that. But for now, I'm enjoying the series. I do hope that they continue the series. I've seen some things that say the series aren't getting as many views as they'd like. So, you know, do go watch the series. They are well done. They're good. You know, some of them are a little rushed, but I think they're rushed because they're like, well, no one's going to watch it, so we'll give them 6 episodes. And it's like, no, give them 13 episodes. And they don't all have to be an hour long, and you could tell the story the way that you want to tell the story. And I would enjoy it. 13 weeks of a show I get to watch. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. But any final thoughts for this week's episode?
Don Cheadle is such a good actor.
He is, especially because like Rhodey is such a different character than we're getting in this. Mm-hmm. It is almost like somebody different is acting as Rhodey.
Yeah, and there's parts where he's playing a person who's playing Rhodey. And he has to be convincing because he's not with like the other Skrulls, his Skrull buddies. So, yeah, it's been interesting watching this, because even from very, very early on, like, you could tell something's up with him. This is not the Rhodey that we know. So, yeah, just small appreciation for Don Cheadle there. Maybe he'll pick up another Emmy nomination like he did for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because he's in this way more.
He actually has a role, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it is nice to see that he's getting more of a presence in the MCU.
I agree. And it's funny, he's like the go-to.
Like, right? It sucks that we haven't gotten a Warhammer solo movie.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what Armor Wars will be. It'll be all about Rhodey and what he's doing to protect Stark's legacy. Although I have seen some things, too, that, like, them introducing this gene idea, or, like, they've kept all the blood from all the Avengers or whatever, they're like, oh, they're just setting it up so that they can, like, bring back anyone that's died. And I was like, I mean, they can already kind of do that with the multiverse stuff, but it would also be, it'd be a hard sell for them to be like, ah, we cloned Tony Stark and now he's back and now we get Iron Man stuff again. It'd be like, oh, that's weird. Just, you know, the movies in the MCU is kind of like a very heightened, like hyper-speed version of the comic universe. So, like, we had Tony Stark. Tony Stark died. Now we can pass the Iron Man mantle on to Riri or what's Pepper's one? I don't know. Like, just pass it on to someone else, and then someone else takes up the mantle of Iron Man. And that way, you know, we can have an Iron Man-esque character somewhere in there, but it doesn't have to be like we keep bringing back Iron Man. Every time he dies, we figure out a way to bring him back, or, you know, just let it go. Iron Man's gone. You can introduce there's plenty of other ironclad heroes in the Marvel Universe. Just like Spider-Man, right? There's like 1,000 versions of Spider-Man. If Spider-Man dies, you don't need to bring back Peter Parker Spider-Man. You can bring back somebody else. Start a new one. I just saw that a list of new comics coming out, and there's Spider-Kid or Spider-Boy or something. And it's like a long-lost sidekick of Spider-Man that everyone forgot. I was like, there you go. Bring in Spider-Kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Also, be on the lookout, because I'll be posting some of these that I found that I'm excited to read on our social. There's one about I don't remember the name of it. He's a shark, but he's like a dog. He has like 4 legs, and he runs around. And I'm excited to read it. I have no idea what it has to do with Marvel anything, other than it seems like Pet Avengers, you know, side story
Pet Avengers
about this shark with legs that runs around. Boy, oh boy. But yeah, definitely check out our social to see see the upcoming comic releases. I think these are all in October, the ones that I'll be posting this week. So.
Gotcha. Since we're talking about comics, I'll give a shout out. And, you know, this, we're not getting paid to say this or anything, but if you are Arkansas based, there is a new coffee shop in Little Rock called Neverwhere Coffee Comics and Oddities. So you can go get coffee and check out comics. So I haven't been there yet. I know they're supposed to open quite a while ago, but I think they were impacted by like the tornado that came through. But it looks like they are officially open now. So I'm hoping I can get out there soon and check them out.
That's really cool. Well, before we get into our question for this week, let's answer our question from last week. So last week, Luke, you posed the question of, if you were the president, which Avenger would you want protecting you?
This was not my question.
It was Elisa's question? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am so sorry, Elisa. Yeah. Elisa posed the question. I thought, oh, geez. Those episodes where I'm not a part of it, I just...
The question that I was gonna ask was actually answered in the episode. Is when they were whenever they were sitting down having the pappy, my question was gonna be like, "Do you know how much that bottle is worth?" But they like he said it in the episode.
Well, Elisa, since you posed the question, why don't you start?
I think I would pick Peter Parker. He responds well to authority, and people would underestimate him because he's a small boy, but he has lots of powers.
That's good. That's good. I think I would probably go... It's any Avenger, right? I'd go Iron Man. Because I feel like he could hook me up with like a suit. So I wouldn't have to worry about anything. I could just hang out in the suit. The suit would walk me around and stuff.
And Tony wouldn't have to worry about anything. And be like, I gave you the suit.
Win-win for both of us, yeah.
You know, I had one particular Avenger in mind, but now that I'm thinking about it more, I'm going to go Hawkeye. Because, I mean, if I'm walking around president, like, Hawkeye could be anywhere. Like, if anyone try, like, he's just, you know, he's going to have the eyes everywhere and you'll never see him. So it's like, he's like stealth, right? But he's always with me, but it's not like someone that can just follow you around, you know, like traditional Secret Service.
He's just Eagles
operating in the shadows.
In Thor.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess the question for this week can be... I mean, what do we want? Do we want like a serious question or like a fun question?
I mean, okay. I mean, I've got one. It's not, but it's... I've got a question, but it's not MCU related.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I mean, look at the timing of this episode coming out. Like, we're at Barbenheimer, so I got to know, like, are you going to go see Barbie or Oppenheimer or both?
I was about to say, must it be?
And in which order?
That's a good question, though. Yeah, let us know. Let us know. Are you going to see Barbie? Are you going to see Oppenheimer? Or are you going to see the double feature? Or maybe just, you know, one and then the other the next day or something. That's a good question. You'll hear our answers next week. Well, thank you all for listening, and join us next week as we finally maybe get some answers in the final episode. You would hope there's lots of answers to come, and yeah, hopefully we can stop the Skrull invasion. We'll see you all next week.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.